And welcome back to the Off-Center Archers podcast. This is episode 38. I am Stephanie with my sidekick.
Anthony.
Yes.
Now I'm a fucking sidekick. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just messing around. He's actually sick.
No, I'm not sick. I have allergies right now. And if I mean, we drive a black car, and right now our entire car looks like it's fucking green because of all of this pollen that's going on here in Carolina.
Yeah, you open the trunk and all like the... Where it like dips down and it's got like
The frame indents, yeah, where all the gaskets are, all the water seals. It looks like just green powder everywhere, all over our cars. So my big ass Italian nose is having a hell of a time with this season.
It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Sucking up all the
pollen.
My God, I never got into drugs or cocaine or something. Could you imagine that a fucking whole eight ball would disappear up this big fucking thing?
Imagine the hole it'd create.
Yeah, you get a whole crowd of people like, yeah, we're going to get an eight ball for the week. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's gone.
Fucking retarded. So this week, we actually, our son was on spring break. And, spring break. He's
Easter vacation.
He's three. Yeah, Easter vacation. Spring break. Yeah. They call it spring break. But
spring break for the teachers. Like, yeah. Woo, we get a week off. Yay.
Yeah, well, some of the teachers are actually younger than us, so it's a little weird.
That is true, yeah.
We're getting into that weird stage where the younger teachers that are moving up, that are really gung-ho about everything, that are 10 years younger than us.
Oh, yeah. Like, 10 years. Shit. Anthony's teacher's at least 10 years younger than me. At least.
Yeah. I think she's in her mid-20s. Because you can get your master's.
She has made a huge improvement in our sons.
So. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that the younger you are, the less talented you are. It's just weird because I'm getting into that stage of being the older parent than the younger teacher.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Yep, yeah.
Because you can get your master's by your early 20s if you wanted to.
Yes, yeah.
So, well.
Yeah, well, my sister will have hers by the time she's, 24, 25.
Yeah.
It'll all be done.
She
had to have a 6 months gap because she decided to graduate 6 months early.
And our cousin got her PA, her master's by...
24?
Yeah, so, I mean, unless you're a derelict like us...
What derelict? Jesus Christ.
No, we're not that bad.
No, I'm not. I would say we're not. We both have high school diplomas.
Oh, yeah. It's not like we dropped out of high school.
I work for a huge-ass company as a mechanic and make a pretty damn good income compared to most other mechanic shops.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't say anything, but I'm just using an example. Anyway, anywho. So he was off all week, and which kind of, it leaves us without the capability in the morning to go to the range with one child instead of two.
Well, we usually can time our range stops during the week because by the time we get there, our daughter's like passed out. It's her morning nap time.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to figure it out over the summer because he's going to be off and we're just going to have to go with it and just figure out times and everything. But at least then we won't have to cut it off so soon because we won't be picking him up. We'll have a little bit more time. And he's usually good at the range. But this week, we just, you know, shit happens, life happens, and we just didn't get to. But we do need to make it to a longer range because we have the Total Archery Challenge coming up in about a month, May 18th.
5 weeks?
Yeah, May 18th. And we need to get sighted longer distances. And the problem now is that the range that we were originally going to go to that was outside, that had longer yardage around us.
Right.
Well, if we found out that it no longer is there.
It's no longer a range, no.
So we found another one. We just have to make it out there. We have to figure out the hours, and the weather has been kind of loopy.
Yeah, the weather here has been really, really bad. Well, actually, anyone who lives on the East Coast, or like mid-East Coast up, realizes that because, I mean, it's April and PA and New York got fucking snow.
Yeah, I'm glad we moved out of there. So we can't exactly take our six-month-old outside and have her sit.
Yeah, yeah. Last night it got down to, 38?
Yeah, if it's fine for us, we're up and moving around, she's kind of sitting in her seat. And I mean, yes, we could put a thicker suit on her and everything like that, but that's not really fair to have her just sitting there and when it's nasty out or it's raining.
Look like that kid from the Christmas movie. I can't move.
Oh, the
Mom.
Christmas story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom, I can't move.
Mom. I haven't seen that dumb story.
You're going to shoot your eye out with that BB gun.
Yeah, you know what? That was a good movie until they overplayed it 50 times.
Well, every year they play it 20 times a week during Christmas.
Played over and over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, Miracle on 34th Street. Anyway, it's April, so let's get back to our...
No, no jingle bells?
No, no jingle bells right now. If we did... I'm a Christmas baby. Hey. No. Okay? I'm sick and tired of hearing that shit.
If we did music intros to our podcast, we should have done like a jingle bells intro to the next
one. At Christmas? So you could hear me screaming, shut that shit off? Yeah. That'll go over well.
Yeah. So we... No updates on ranges. We will maybe this week if it's nice out. It's supposed to get nice out this week.
Right.
So maybe we could take a drive out to actually check out where that range is with the yardage.
Well, it's past where we have to go normally.
So. Well, worst case, they do have a... Because we've been watching some videos of... Because Mountain Ops is always there.
Right.
You got... oh, God. Why am I drawing a
Prime blue? And Sitka.
Hush is always there.
Yes.
And
Gritty Bowman. Oh, you're talking about the guys on YouTube.
Bowman.
Yes, it's
Gritty
Bowman.
I don't know
Bowman,
why I was drawing. I was looking right at them in my head, but
Northeast Whitetail was also there in a couple of the videos. Yeah, so Under Armour's been there.
We've been watching some videos from these guys that do all these YouTube videos weekly, and because they went and they videoed them going, because you know this is our first one. And mm-hmm. It's just a course. It's not like you're going on a trip or hunting, you know, or anything like that. So we've been hearing that the average course is about like 2-3 hours each.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out as far as packing wise, what we don't want to overpack either. You got to kind of plan it out. So like I'm going to be out wherever for.
We don't have to pack like we're bringing our children with us. Like we're bringing
That's
our
the problem is that if you have kids, you tend to overpack sometimes. And then if you go the other extreme and you underpack, you're like, oh, shit, mm-hmm. I didn't bring enough. And you're out in the middle of, you know, the course. You're like, oh, I'm just fucking starving or, you know,
oh, yeah.
You didn't bring
water.
I'm
stuck.
So we went shopping, trying to figure out our pack situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually found, what's the store's name?
Academy Sports.
Okay. So if you have an Academy Sports by you, I don't know if it's a big chain or the only time we've seen it is when we moved to South Carolina.
Yeah, it's the only time we've seen it is here in South Carolina.
So I'm not really sure. I mean, I could look it up to see if it's
it's a franchise. I know there's one by your mom too on the other side of Myrtle, but I don't know if it's anywhere else. It's not something we've heard of up north.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But if you have one by you, we found they run some pretty good sales.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got the pack from them.
I got a Magellan bow pack. It actually comes with a removable quiver on the pack and all sorts of stuff. And I mean, it was a good price. You know, I'm not right now just because it's this one day event, whatever. I'm not trying to buy a pack that's going to be $300 for, you know, just a one day event or something like that.
No, but you also have to go for what you're using it. You don't have to spend all this money on some huge pack. If you're not, your use for it is not there. So depending,
right.
You have to.
Yeah, we're not going camping or nothing.
Yeah, people have to remember that they don't need to be buying things that they don't need the extra for. So if you need the extra space because you're going on, let's say, a week hunt in the middle of nowhere and you're going to be packing out this large animal, then yeah, you need to buy the more expensive pack that's not going to break in the middle of your trip and that's going to be able to hold the weight.
Oh, if we're going to go on something like that where we're out in the woods for a week, I'm not going to use this type of pack. I'll spend $300-$400 on something like a Kefaru.
Yeah, but in this kind of situation, you want to downsize. And you know, it's only for a course that's only a couple hours each.
Right.
That you come back and you can kind of refill and recharge.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole purpose for this pack is like, it's not gigantic. It looks like a kind of like an oversized backpack book bag.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got extra pockets, so it's got the pockets so you can shove your release in. It's got the removable quiver because we're going to want to carry extra arrows with us.
Yeah, you will lose arrows.
Oh, yeah. There's people going through over a dozen arrows. So, I mean, for the price, it was really good. It was also, you know, on sale. So we got it for $59.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a bad deal.
Mm-mm.
There are things on it that I think could be better about it that I've noticed now that I've brought it home and looked at it.
You've been wearing around the house?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure it's comfortable. Got to make sure everything's sized right. It does have the waistband and stuff like that, so you got the lower back support on it. But it doesn't have any, like, side nets, like where you'd slip your water bottle in on the sides.
Well, you don't need a water bottle because it has the...
It has a bladder in it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are going to have still have water bottles on them because, you know, you like we've seen in the video, granted, everyone in that, the videos we've been watching between Hush and Gritty and all that, everybody, you know, they're all sponsored by Mountain Ops.
Right.
So everybody's got the single packets of Ignite, I think it is, or whichever, Yeti or whichever one they're drinking. They all have those with them, so they all have their water bottles and their side nets and stuff like that.
Or you could take the single packets and cut them down to smaller servings, so you could put some powder in your mouth, swish some water around, and swish, and swallow.
I've watched you try to do that with pre-workout and fucking choke.
Pre-workout tastes nasty. I don't care what pre-workout you're drinking. Pre-workout is not a wonderful thing to drink.
No, you can't really say that. I mean, when we got the one from 5% Nutrition from Rich Priana's company, that stuff was awesome.
Yeah, but it's still not a sip drink. That's the shit that you chug.
Well, yeah, some of them, yes.
Because it's potent.
Yeah.
But we're definitely
nothing's worse than C4 that you want to scratch your own face off.
Yeah, I know. Which also at the store we saw C4 to go, which is looks like it's a pre-mixed bottle of C4.
Somebody
which is
put fucking
cool.
C4 in a quarter drink from back in the day.
Yeah, but. Honestly, after all this shit going on with GNC and all the stuff they've been finding in the supplements.
Yeah. Well, not to get off topic of archery, but yeah. A lot of the companies are sending their products to China, like their formulas to China, I guess. And just, you know, it's what everyone's doing. We're going to create it here, and then we're going to send it the fuck over there.
With this whole
trade war going on
with China, that this actually might stop, which actually might take all that crap out of the supplements.
Well, that's, let me get to the point of that.
Okay.
Is that the fact that our companies are doing that there, and China's already known, and no offense to anyone that's listening to China, but your country's known for copying shit. Like, they have a direct copy of a fucking BMW. And called a BMW.
Anyone that listens to this podcast that's Chinese?
Yeah, whatever.
That has a bucket?
Yeah, that's oh, God. No. let's keep Jackie out of this one.
Certain people listening will understand.
Yeah, exactly. But the products are coming back dirty, is basically what it is.
Yeah.
And you have guys in UFC, guys in CrossFit, everybody's popping for steroids. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is what I take, and... I can't remember the name of the two fighters from UFC, but Joe Rogan was talking about it in a podcast.
Yeah.
Where the guy basically got lawyered up and said, I'm going to fucking sue you because I'm not taking anything. They gave the list of exactly what he's taking to UFC, like his pre-workouts, his BCAs and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the lawyers or whatever from what I've read and from the stuff I've heard from Rogan say it. They went to GNC themselves and bought it off the shelf.
Right.
And then sent it to their labs to have it tested. And sure as shit, the stuff right off the shelf is showing dirty. That it's showing for synthetic tests inside the mixes. You know, basically it's showing for all sorts of HGHs, human growth hormones, and steroids and whatnot. And that's what's causing these athletes to pop. Positive.
Okay, so here it is. It's UFC fighter Lyman Good. Is that how to pronounce it?
I think that's his name. I thought it was Lehman.
Lehman? Yeah, you know what? I am the dumbest person at trying to pronounce names.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at it. It's the Lyman. Lehman?
Yeah, I think it's Lehman. Okay.
Yeah, we don't really watch too much UFC, so it's... He's claiming that he bought multivitamins that were tainted with illegal steroids.
Right.
And it came from, you can buy it at any GNC or vitamin store or anything else. So you gotta, until all this clears over, until they get this whole crap sorted out, you gotta be careful. Especially if you work at a place that tests all that shit. Or depending if you're competing or if you're doing anything. Mm-hmm. So, it's sad, but
yeah, it is what it is. I mean, we've got guys getting kicked off and suspended, and they're like, "Wait, we're not doing nothing."
But
you
got the people who actually do steroids. They're like, "Oh, I'm not doing anything," it's like the murderer saying, "I didn't do it," and then you get the one who actually didn't do it. And
talk about OJ.
But you know, back to topic. You got you got your pack, and our daughter's
in the background here making noises.
She's putting her two cents in.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your bladder, but I'm sure there's plenty of other pockets that you can put at least one.
There's all sorts of pockets in it. Like there's pockets where I'm like, what the hell is this inside? And it's like padded pockets where you probably could put a knife right at your back and like shove it in this pocket, and you probably wouldn't get stabbed. It's so padded.
Mm.
But you know. But it does. It has all the clamps. It's a compression piece on the front. And it's got a four-arrow quiver that you can strap to the side or shove inside. Granted, I'm still going to make tubes for us because 4 hours ain't going to be enough.
Yeah, we were looking at a quiver, but that's it only holds. You get your 4 or 5, or I think there's a 6 even.
Yeah, you can get up to 6, I've seen.
But, you know, at $40 a pop and you're only carrying half a dozen on you and you actually need to carry a full dozen...
Well, half the guys
challenge.
That we've been watching in the video, they're all rocking like 5 and 6 arrow quivers, plus have tubes in their backpacks.
Yeah, so we're probably going to makeshift a tube, and instead of buying one...
You can make it out of PVC pipe. You can just make it out of PVC water pipe.
So our next venture is going to be going to Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Probably, we could probably do that this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It'll just be like basically a plumber's cap and a PVC pipe. Most likely, you know, a Schedule 40 water pipe, unless I can find something slightly thinner. And that's all you really need. But like we've seen people like a lot of the guys in the videos have them where they're all using PVC pipes. I did point out to you the one guy who did it wrong because his PVC pipe was way too long and his fletchings were actually up against the PVC pipe, damaging
his fletchings.
It
needs to be a little bit lower.
It needs to be much shorter.
So, I mean, which is fairly easy to do. You just get a pipe cutter, what's the
PVC pipe cutter?
Isn't there a professional name for it?
No, a plumbing, it's a piping, a plumber's cutter, basically.
Okay, I was thinking there was a different word for it.
No, I don't know if there is, there might be. I mean, we have them in the drawer just from back in the day when I was an electrician.
Which, those are not expensive. You get one of those to cut it to the length of your, you know, you see your arrows, you makeshift it into whatever you're going to be putting in, and then you kind of measure it out. Okay, I need to have it this short, and then you cut it, you know.
Right.
It's very
And you
easy.
Don't need a big pipe. I mean, you could do a 1-inch pipe or a 1 1/4-inch pipe, and that will hold 6 arrows with no problem.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to bring a full dozen, you want to measure out for a full dozen.
Yeah, then you just do a 2-inch pipe and play it safe.
Yeah.
So that's where they have room. You ain't got anything, fletchings all pressed together, getting warped and all that shit.
So I think we'll just post that up when we do that this weekend, and then we'll put up how much it costs.
Actually, since we did mention Sports Academy, or Academy Sports, I think it is.
Academy.
If you're here in Greenville and you happen to be listening to us ramble about this, just because we're there and we didn't get sponsored, if you like Easton Arrows, they're having a ridiculous sale right now on Easton Arrows. I think accesses were $46 for a half a dozen, then normally $70, and FMJs were like $58 for a 6-pack instead of $80. So,
yeah, I'm trying to see. Okay, it's Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really list. It just says find a store. So I don't know.
That's fine.
But yeah, they're having a bunch of sales on other things. Even the NAP Quick Fletch.
Yeah, they were $10 only.
Yeah, $10 plus
$10
the,
for a 6-pack.
And the Nocturnal Nox.
They were $5 each.
$5
only.
Each. But what I'm thinking is because I'm really honestly going to expect to lose arrows on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might just take out all my nocturnals now.
Oh, and just start shooting now?
And put in the regular nocs that are cheaper.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. I mean, we still have to get a dozen extra arrows for both of us. You know, I've actually contemplating going back to that, to Academy Sports and buying all of those 320s that they had in the FMJs. Because I need more than a 350 or 340,
mm-hmm.
but the 320 would work for my bow. The way it's set up.
Yeah, just a side note, Academy Sports is actually in 16 different states.
Oh.
It seems like the lower, if you quadrant the U.S. into 4 quadrants, like the Texas quadrant.
Yeah, some quadrants?
vertical
and horizontal lines?
4 squares.
Yeah.
So, and Texas being the middle line, so the bottom right corner of the U.S.
The southeast?
Southeast. Well... But is Texas considered southeast?
Well, Texas is technically the middle of the country, so it's technically the south.
That's why I'm saying the lower right corner of the U.S.
Okay.
It looks like that's where the majority of the stores are, with some in Illinois and Indiana.
Our store here is set up actually pretty well. Very, very clean store.
Yeah,
it was the first time we've ever went to it too this week. So
yeah, so they have some good finds in that store. So if you're around one, I would definitely check them out.
Mm-hmm.
And we also found my Wolverines there too.
Yes, we got you a new pair of hiking boots that you got to break in
for $51.
Yeah, they were on
Wolverines
30% off sale. So which were they're nice. I mean, they're all green interior and lining and everything like that. So.
Yeah, and they have, because they're high, they come up over your ankle.
Lots of ankle support.
Yeah, there are, I have to, since I only have a month to break them in,
mm-hmm.
I got to be wearing those like around the house or something. Yeah,
around the house, when you're going to get Anthony in the morning or dropping him off and picking him up, whichever.
Maybe I'll do my workouts in them.
You plan on trying to run in those things?
Hey, the Army does it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to be a little bitch now.
Okay. That's fine.
It's a great way to break them in.
Yeah, yeah.
My feet might be sore for the first week.
You might get some blisters for the first couple of weeks.
Sorry, I'll buy some really cushiony socks. Words are hard.
Words are hard, yes. we learned that this weekend when we were on a live episode of the Humbug Show.
Yeah, you know, and there was something else I was going
to
mention.
I completely fucking blanked out at that one point of the show. I was like, yeah, we were talking about this, and what the fuck was I saying?
Yeah.
I completely lost what I was saying in the one part.
Yeah, and I did the same thing because I'm like, oh, I need to mention something that was brought up and
completely lost it. That's fine. I mean, we had a good time.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. So all we need left is
more arrows. And we got to finish sighting.
And yeah, finish our sighting, like our sight tape setup.
Right.
And
actually, speaking of which, I have to order a new set for mine because we have no idea where the book was that had my HHA's sight tapes in.
No, because we had that before we moved.
Right.
And that's the problem. Those little small things of sight tape, probably they could have fell out or something or whatnot. So, yeah, we'll get more, which is only a couple dollars.
$15, I think it is. It's not much. It's like $15.
No, it's not. It's not bad. But we also we need to get Mia Pack. Because there's
we could probably just go on Academy Sports' page.
Yeah.
And just order you the same exact pack I have.
Yeah, it's another thing. They run a lot of the sales that they run in store online.
Online. Mm-hmm.
So if you actually go on there online, I don't know how long the sale's going. So depending on when you're listening to comparison to their sale, but right. I'm sure they're going to run other ones. We looked online and for like a quick look from what we saw, they had the same sales.
Yeah, it was the same exact sale that we bought.
As in-store. It wasn't like an in-store only offer. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Cabela's, and we're trying to see if they had any sales on, because Anthony has a pair of boots that he has now, but he has super wide feet, so they're a little snug on him. So we were going to see if they had any, Academy didn't have any boots for him. And then your media volume is not turned off.
I noticed. Sorry.
He scared himself with his phone. And they didn't have any good sales of stuff in his size. Everything was, you know, that super expensive.
Well, they didn't have any wides to begin with.
Yeah, that's really true. So we went to
Cabela's. We may have to go to that mall where I bought my Skecher hiking sneakers that I wear now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the name
have, of the store. I don't know. It's right next to the children's place where we shop for clothes for the kids.
But do they have outdoor stuff?
Yeah, they had the Skecher boots sitting there. I may have to just buy those for now. I mean, they had Skecher hiking boots, which is, I just need hiking boots for now.
Yeah.
But your average store right now is not going to carry 4E wide boots. I mean, even most stores that are boot stores don't carry 4Es. They stop at 2s.
I really hope our kids do not take after you with their shoes.
Oh, our son has wide ass feet, I think. I'm pretty sure. But it is what it is. I mean, I don't have a big foot, technically. I mean, I wear a normal size person's shoe. I only wear 10.5, but I happen to have a 4E, you know.
You have like a duck foot. It like fins out.
Fucking, yeah, a Sasquatch foot in the snow.
Yeah. So we need, we're trying to see if sometimes they have like a clearance section. So always look at like clearance sections for stuff because it's, you might just catch a deal.
Yeah, yours is, I mean, you got a pair of boots that normally list for $129 that got marked down to $89 and then went on a 30% clearance from there.
No, it was from $73.
or I went down to 73 from 120, and then they got marked down again.
Yeah.
So you got,
which is good.
You know, $130 pair of boots for $51.
So we at Cabela's, we picked up a set of binoculars.
Oh yeah, we got the new version of the Bushnell Trophy.
10 by 42s,
yeah. Which are nice. I mean, they're very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a pair of binoculars.
Yeah, it's just a standard.
It's a standard pair. I didn't, for right now, like I said, I mean, we're getting stuff that we know we're going to need for this event. Like, I know for a fact I'm going to try and get one of the Halo, either X6s or X7 range finders, because I know they have angle adjustments up to 30 degrees and all that blah, blah, blah shit.
Yeah, that we were looking for a sale, because I know sometimes they will run a special on a certain one that they want to promote.
Well, right now, it's all fishing season that's going on, because even all their turkey dummies are all gone, or decoys.
No,
but there's really not
what?
A lot of optic sales going on right now.
Even during the whole, like, before turkey season and everything like that, for some reason, this Cabela's I've seen, it didn't have a lot of stock as far as for hunting.
Optics-wise, no.
You know, I've noticed, and this is with the sportsman shows, I've noticed that because of our location, even though we're not on the coast, in comparison to other areas of either hunting versus fishing.
Fishing?
Fitching.
It's fishing.
Hunting versus fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Since we are closer than some, mm-hmm. like Utah, Colorado, especially with the mountainous areas,
right. mm-hmm.
We tend to find more fishing stuff.
In stores. There's a lot of fishing in this area. Oh, my God.
Even though we are inland,
mm-hmm.
and we're not, like, on the coast.
Lots
on
of
the
lakes,
coast,
lots of river fishing.
We are still considered in, like, a higher fishing area than an actual other hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still... We don't have the wide variety that you see out in the Midwest.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or on the other side. Because especially some of the other shows, like Wixsticks was showing that they were at a show in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And there was tons of vendors there that we would have wanted to see at here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
They're not going to come over here because the demand for that is not as high as the demand for, like, fishing gear.
The Southeast is pretty much, in a lot of areas, is known for its fishing. I mean, we really do. I mean, Florida, I mean, you could fish and hunt and shoot everything. Mm. Here, you can pretty much do the same thing.
I got nothing against fishing, but...
Mm. We just suck at it.
Yeah.
Actually, we haven't even tried it neither, so, really.
No, I have, but it's kind of been like a half-ass... But we wanted to do the bow fishing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still trying to get... we've been here for 7 months. 6 months. 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be 7 months.
So we're still trying to get our bearings of where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And since we just got our licenses turned over, we could finally get our hunting and fishing licenses. So
yes. I'm grandfathered in. I'm fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're a little behind on some things. But mm-hmm. That's okay. So we got those binoculars.
Yes.
Got the binoculars. We're still getting range $100.
Finder. Yes.
We've noticed that sometimes some of the signage is wrong in stores. They were marked 130, but in the case, for some reason, they have them displayed in the case, and they were in a package outside on a display,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
Well,
usually,
Bushnells are... Like, a lot of the stuff that was in the case, if you looked at it when you opened the case, everything inside the case was Vortex and Leopold. Like, all the super high-end,
yeah,
you know, shit you're going to pay $300-$400 for a pair of binoculars.
Yeah. And, or the spotting scopes that were a couple thousand.
Yeah, they were $1,400 for the one.
Yeah.
Which, that one was just absurd because it was gigantic.
I saw one for, like, $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember what kind it was. But
probably a Vortex or a Leopold because that's the highest-end shit that our Cabela's here carries.
Yeah.
And
so,
they are awesome. I mean, you look through a set of Leopolds and a set of Vortexes in comparison to the $100 Bushnells that we have,
yeah.
you could see the difference in the clarity.
So here's a tip. If you are out there and you're looking for stuff like this, and they have something in the case and they have stuff on like displays around the mm-hmm. case area, I should say, the section they have it.
Right.
And you see a price, always ask them to either... check it or scan it or look at if something in the case that's marked this, you know, lower price, it looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask them to double check. Because you don't, you know, you could be looking at something that you're like, eh, that seems a little bit too high. But in this case, it was actually $30
lower. Well, I mean, even with us, the reason we went with the Bushnells for now is one, actually, obviously, they're inexpensive for now for what we're doing.
Yeah.
Is that these are the newer, I guess, version lenses that just came out recently. So, and a lot of the reviews that I've seen of the newer version of the Bushnells, everyone's like, oh, the lenses are so much better, the clarity, this and that. And they are. I mean, looking through them, they were super bright. So, you know, hopefully they live up to their review. I mean, everyone says, yeah, they're tough and this and that. And the newer version of the lens, the clarity's really good. And when I compare the ones that we got yesterday compared to the ones that I have in the draw that we first bought,
mm-hmm.
2.5 years ago or whatever it was, 2 years ago when you first started shooting.
Yeah, I think it's been like
the clarity 2 years. Difference is night and day.
Yeah.
Between
well, those
the
are
old
like
and
a,
new ones.
A cheap pair too.
Well, those are 8x32s.
Yeah.
These are 10x42s. So, but it's still like night and day clarity difference
right.
in the two. So.
Right. And another tip, if you go to a store more often, and they have a card that actually offers points.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to get a card for every kind of store because you can get yourself into a lot of trouble with that. Mm-hmm. But what we did is, since we have a Cabela's and you accrue points with it,
mm-hmm.
we actually were able to take another $30, $32.
$32 or $35
something
off, something like that.
So the binoculars actually only cost us $70.
$70.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to look at, is that if you are shopping for gear and you kind of tend to go to one spot more often than not, even if you shop online in a certain spot or if you go like on eBay or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, look for if they have a credit card that offers points, because honestly, as much as you're like, I really don't want to go down that wormhole, if you are responsible with it and you don't just look at it as another outlet of, oh, I could spend, and then, oh wait, I'm just not going to pay it. You know, you can use those points to actually lower the stuff that you're buying. So, you know, because we also use it.
You could save yourself some money.
Yeah, because we'll turn around and we'll pay our rent with it. And then we already have that money, so we just put it right back on it. So you don't get interest on it, but you get the points. So it's like stacking all these points to.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the scheme like you figured out, though, is with the rent. Like, we're going to put the rent on the credit card, see what happens. And then you did that, and it gave us $10 in credit, and you were like, okay, I'm just going to pay that off now.
Yeah.
So every month I get $10 free just from that, plus whatever gas and finagling shit we put on
that
card.
Yeah, so if you're smart about it, and you actually, you pay your bill with it, and then you wait like a day or two for it to...
Yeah, let it clear. Mm-hmm.
Clear on there, and then you just put the money that you actually had in your bank account on the card.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get charged the interest, but you get
and you
the
get
points.
Free money.
You get the points for it, or mm-hmm. points or money back. This one they give you cash
it's
for
Cabela's cash or whatever you want to call it.
But there's stuff that we buy at Cabela's, so mm-hmm. it works out.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely,
it's that's something to think about, you know. But I'm not really encouraging.
I mean, at one point we had so much credit that's how we bought all of the peep sites, the verifier, the clarifier, all of that got hit in one transaction, and it cost me $5.
Yeah.
So, and the rest was all Cabela's cash that we had earned from.
Yeah, that's right.
Using our gas and paying our rent on the card and blah blah blah.
Yeah, that is right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we paid for everything. So I mean, it does actually work out. You know, they're not always a bad thing as long as you stay.
Yeah, you don't have to let the interest hit. You could always pay it ahead
as long
of time.
As you stay on top of them with stuff. You know, a lot of people try to use them and then just not pay for them, and then you start going down a whole nother problem. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that.
Yep.
So that's another tip. And you know, shit, I was really going to mention something else, and
what else,
you know,
I mean, we spoke about the packs, we spoke about the binoculars, what we're gonna try and do with the rangefinder.
Yeah, rangefinder. Yeah,
we getting did. You another pack.
Yeah. Oh, and my Etsy shop.
Oh, yes. That's self-plugging.
Because I have my shop that I never talk about.
Okay.
So
plug yourself. Go.
Yeah. So I make, for all of you who have been listening, you know this. And for
anybody
everyone
new,
I do make bow slings, and I do have an Etsy shop. It's shootingskulls.etsy.com. Or you can just go into Etsy and then search for Shooting Skulls. Also, if you haven't, I bought an app. You can actually, if you, they're having a 2.5% cash back. So if you just go through the app to the Etsy shop, they'll give you cash back for whatever you buy.
There you go.
So you can check that out. I'm on Instagram on shooting_skulls. Because I like to see pictures of people's bows too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a sling.
Oh, plus we have our own Instagram account for this, for the podcast, which is Off Center Archers.
Yes.
Actually, it's the same thing on everything, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yeah, so that's my little mini plug. I'm not going to go on and on about it, but I do make my bow slings. And even if you're nosy and you just want to look at them, you know, go check them out. I do create custom orders too. So you can, even if it's something you don't see on there as a custom order, you can always message like, hey, can you make this one in different colors? And I can just create one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. I have no problem with it. I like doing them. And I'm just I'm really trying to think. I did have something else that I wanted to touch up on. And I don't know.
There's always the next one.
I know. We're going to be, well, I want to go shooting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, or we'll take a drive out to the other outdoor range.
Yeah, we'll see where it is.
See where it is, yardage. We'll take some pictures. We'll post them up on our Instagram for everyone to see. We'll figure out pricing of what they charge. Because I know our membership for Saluda Rivers.
We have to renew that one coming up next week.
Yeah.
By next Friday.
So we'll see if they have a membership for that range.
It's an archery club. Yes, they do. And it's a yearly membership.
Is it? Do they do like a family?
Yes.
Did you look at pricing already?
Yes, I already did.
Okay, then why are you holding out?
It's $100 for the year, and but it's automatically January. So every month it goes down.
Oh,
so like now
so
if we were to join
it
in April, it would be $75 for the year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
They just do everyone at the same time.
Right.
That's easy enough. Instead of trying to figure out when people
Right. join. But I want to go out there and look and see what's...
Yeah, we still need a farther range, so...
I know we do, yes. But it's also a farther drive from here. It's not going to be something we're going to have time while Anthony's in school to go to. So we have to see. But they also do shoots there and 3D events and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to end up probably wanting to join anyway.
Well, if on the weekend, too, that they're open.
Right.
Like on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Usually they're at least open on Saturdays.
Right.
We can do Saturdays.
Yep.
We just stick them with the... Electronics
in a carriage, so he's strapped in the one spot.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, it's really horrible to just, you know, hand your kid a tablet and be like, here you go,
mm-hmm.
sit there. But he, you know, it's really hard to get him to just sit right now and not want to, like, I mean, because a three-year-old, seriously, we don't have anyone close by that can just watch them for us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming to the range with us, and he's at that age where he's not really interested in wanting to do everything with us. And he's very well behaved. But, you know, for us to get some shooting time and actually
well,
keep our sanity.
He's
yeah,
get
he gets bored.
Bored.
Any kid gets
there.
Bored for an hour of just sitting in the same spot. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to help him out, we give him that as like a little treat. And he absolutely loves it. And
mm-hmm.
he kills our data on our
No, plan, well, and right now, finally, his app has started to auto-save files.
Okay.
So.
But that's fine. So we'll also post pictures of that. We might take a drive out maybe tomorrow just to see.
Right.
Because we'll have enough time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should.
And we'll probably do a road clip. And if I remember what I was missing today, we can mention it in that road clip too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think that's I don't know. It's okay. I could just keep rambling on just about stuff.
Okay. Well, that's good then. We can wait till the next one.
I know.
No.
You know, and you'd figure I'm not really a big talker outside of this, but for some reason on these, I could just keep going.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's why we did it. We started this for fun. So, I mean, we're having fun doing them.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
So.
I enjoy it greatly.
Okay, folks. So we will go to the range or we will go out to, I believe it's pronounced Kiowie.
Kiowie.
Archery Club. That's the place that's got the farther range and does the shooting events that we're going to be going
it
to
look
at.
Reminds me of the chorus from the Jungle Love.
Oh, God. All right, whatever.
You know what I'm talking about, too.
Yes,
right?
Yes, okay. Yes. All right, folks. So we will see you on the next one. There'll probably be another road clip or something. And if not, we'll do another episode next weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, bye. Have fun.